well. The Brisbane Lions are in Tasmania on a pre-season training camp. Danny Daly from the coaching staff joins us on the line. Danny, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Very well. How are the boys finding Tasmania this time of year?
I think they're enjoying the cooler weather, let me tell you that. It's quite nice down here, actually. Nice sunny morning, but I think the boys, we've had one big training session yesterday, and I think the boys appreciated the conditions, you know, no humidity down in Tasmania and nice cool breeze in the air. So it was, it's been good down here so far.
We heard last week that the Melbourne Demons had cancelled their pre-season training camp because last year there was some controversy and they went to the AFL Players Association to have it, I think they had to have it trimmed because they weren't very happy with what happened last season. You've had no complaints like that from the Lions boys?
No, none at all. This is nowhere near anything as significant as what Melbourne were doing. I think they had a bit of an SAG type camp, a police camp where they were working really hard and all that type of thing. But this is more of a, when we come to Tassie, it's a normal week for us. We have normal training sessions and weight sessions and all that. So it's a normal week. The only thing we do a bit different is that we enjoy each other's company and everyone sleeps in the same quarters and we roll out our game plan and do some leadership stuff. So there's nothing too dramatic or, you know, grueling in our camp. It's actually a bit more relaxed than most camps. So, yeah, no complaints from our boys.
I suppose one of the things, this is the first time for a number of them to really feel part of an AFL setup. We're talking about those guys who got in on the draft. This is their, I know, training at home for a large part now, Danny, but this is it. You're away with the team now. Great way from the field, part of the unit.
Absolutely. We've got obviously six new guys and then Hodgie and Charlie Cameron with us. So we've actually got eight new players. So the other part of this camp is now the relationship building and the bonding that happens between all the players. So, you know, our six new guys obviously have been with us for a few weeks and have settled in, but you're 100% spot on. This is sort of the time where they can, you know, they're basically living together 24/7 for a whole week. So you'll learn a lot more about them. All those kids are going to do presentations to the rest of the group about their lives and, you know, where they've come from and what makes them tick. And, you know, so during the camp, they sort of find a bond with certain players and get on with each other. And, that's the whole part of it.
For painting a picture here for the listeners, if you're at night, I'm not saying around a campfire singing Kumbaya or anything like that, but you're sitting around a big circle. You have to say there'd be times when they're amongst a group, if you're getting them to tell their story, that the eyes would start to swell up a little bit, you know, there'd be a fair few guys with some emotional stories to see how they've got themselves in the position to be an AFL footballer.
Yeah, there will be. It's a very good question because in the past, what we've sort of done is, most clubs do the same thing, but you get up there and talk about, you know, a couple of things like a good part of your life and a part of your life where you struggle. But this year we're doing something a little bit different where the players have to come and tell their timeline, so from when they were born through to now. And it's more of a full story and there is a lot of emotion involved. I've only had one or two so far, so I think we're going to try and get it through about 20 or 30, but it can be quite emotional for some players. But the great part is that the audience obviously respect each other and know that there is going to be different stories and different types of you know, things that come up, so it's the support afterwards, which is a good thing to watch, and the bonding and the players getting around each other and sharing stories and listening. We do it a bit different that we're doing it during the day. It's an interesting setup here. We're staying at the University of Tasmania, so we're actually all living in the quarters where the students live. So, you know, there's a little kitchen and a little living area and then four bedrooms off it, but it's like an octagonal thing. So in the middle is just a big grass area. So our nights consist of the players playing cricket outdoors for about 3 hours. So it's quite entertaining and quite funny to watch. And yeah, doesn't matter how much training they do during the day, they can find time to play cricket for 2 hours and muck up. So yeah, it's been pretty good so far.
Danny, it's summertime in Australia. That's what Aussie blokes do, isn't it? They finish do, work, go and have some cricket.
The only thing missing is the esky and the beers. But anyway.
Even the coaching staff?
Nah, not allowed, mate.
Oh, one in all, and that's good to see. You must really take some of these young blokes out of their comfort zone to present them in front of the whole playing group, where they'll really, you know, for want of a better term, freak out, because it's just not what they're good at. You know, they're good at playing football. They mightn't be comfortable at all speaking in front of teammates.
Absolutely. And again, yesterday we rolled out our game plan and we did a little bit different as well. Like last year, myself and Fakes took it, but this year we got certain players to take it. Younger guys who had to, you know, stand in front of their peers for half an hour and present, you know, the game plan on offense, defense, and stoppages and contested ball. And that was quite confronting for some of our young kids to stand in front of, you know, 40 players and try and get that right. So, yeah, we put them in those positions just so that they can understand what they need to do, and it's a good way of learning for them. And end of the day, they're the guys that have got to go out and play in front of, you know, 30, 40,000 people and get the job done. So it's all part of the education and the growing up for them.
You say that. Has there been a situation where you've seen a rookie in that sort of environment stand up straight away and go, no, I'm going to start talking here. This is, I'm going to have to be out in the football field. Well, I'm not going to be intimidated amongst the group that I'm there with. I'm going to start having a say straight away. Or doesn't that happen at all?
No, it does. Last year, someone like an Alex Witherden was pretty up front and got up there, and he's a confident kid, so he took the world on, so to speak, and he was pretty confident in the way he presented and backed himself in. Another guy, rookie Oscar McInerney, who's been with us 1 year now, but he had to present yesterday on our offense, and he was pretty confident the way he went about it and answered the questions from the floor. And yeah, so we got a couple, but then you got a couple who are obviously quite shy and nervous, but you try and help them through it. You jump in as a coach or some of the players or the leaders in the crowd, help them through it. So you got a mixture of both bags, but at the end of the day, it's just the experience for both of them. And even the confident ones, you know, from time to time, struggle with things or struggle with a question being asked. And so again, it's just the education process for them and what they need to do moving forward, yeah.
Danny, from a coaching perspective, you've had a very inexperienced list for a couple of seasons now. So how do you go, confidence-wise, when you've got to approach Luke Hodge and critique what he's doing?
Good question. Again, one of the biggest improvement areas for us, we've got a fantastic coaching group up here who, you know, really coach the players well and educate them and teach them. And, you know, we have different types of learning styles that we use. But the biggest improvement area for us is our on-field leadership during the course of the game. You know, last year we were in a lot of games for a long period of time, but there was 10 or 15 minutes in a game where the opposition had just break us open, kick four or five goals, and it was like game over, and it's hard from the coach's box to do anything about that. So Hodge's biggest role, I reckon, this year is going to be as an on-field leader in helping us, or helping the players on the field control those situations, you know, keep them cool and calm, make things happen. He's also working with our leadership group quite a bit off the field, and he just loves being around the younger kid and you know, just telling them about his experiences and what Hawthorn went through, how they came from being a bit of a basket case as well at times, to being, you know, a four-time premiership team. So he's going to be invaluable for us, but he also knows where the line is about between coaching off-field and on-field, if that makes sense. And
yeah,
he knows exactly where he stands, and the players know exactly what his role is. So he's going to be more an on-field leader for us than anything else this year.
He could end up one of these guys that'll give you more feedback out in the ground than what you're seeing from the coach's box, which can't be a bad thing.
No, it can't be a bad thing, mate. And, you know, already in some of the 18v18 stuff we're doing, he's providing some feedback to the coaching staff about, you know, things that we can maybe look at or improve on, or what we're doing really well as well. So from that point of view, he's been outstanding as well.
Yeah, a couple of open training sessions as well coming up this week.
Yeah, we've got one tomorrow morning at Utah Stadium at 9 o'clock, which will be a fairly lengthy session for us. That'll probably go for a couple of hours and incorporate a fair bit of our game plan stuff. So hopefully we get a good crowd along to witness that. And then on Thursday, we're out to St. Patrick's College, also at 9 o'clock. And that'll be another lengthy session, which we'll have an 18v18, 2x10 practice match. So we had a session yesterday and we got quite a few supporters out there, which was really good and encouraging. So hopefully we can get a big crowd there tomorrow and Thursday and support the boys and, you know, bring the kids out and players get amongst them after training and have a kick with them and sign autographs. So there's nothing like being around the environment of the AFL.
Daddy, I know that doing a lot of work in the gym and getting the endurance going and all that sort of stuff, but as far as the pre-season is concerned, pre-Christmas, going back a long time, the players would hardly have a ball in their hand. How has that changed these days? They're doing a lot more skills-based stuff and getting their fitness by game scenarios and simulations a lot more than what may have happened in the past?
Yeah, absolutely. I remember when I first started, the which is 13 years ago, the balls didn't come out until probably the week before Christmas. It was just run. But the thing we find, and all the clubs are the same, it's not just us, is that you get the ball straight into their hands, and first couple of weeks is all about the schoolwork, getting their kicking back on track and handball games and whatnot. Because the reality is that all your running's done in games, and you've generally got the ball or you haven't got the ball. So everything we try to do is to simulate game day. So all our drills, whether it be game-related or skill-related, involves an element of offense and defense. You've either got the ball or haven't got the ball, and what you're doing during that period in terms of your running and also your role, etc. So balls have been out from day one. As the preseason rolls on, the competitive side of things ramps up. We're probably big on making sure we get through to Christmas with a healthy list. We don't want to lose too many players through the crash and bang of contested ball stuff. So a lot of our work is based around technique, skill development, and we've just started incorporating the last 2 weeks some match play stuff through 12v12 games, and then today, Thursday, as I said, an 18v18 game.
Excellent.
And the other thing is, over Christmas, the boys have to take a footy with them and make sure they're still kicking the ball around and keeping their legs in shape, etc. So, yeah, things have changed over the last decade, but I think the days are just running.
Thanks, Danny. There he is, Danny Daly from the Brisbane Lions.